Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I'm recording a little intro for this specific episode of the talk show because the recording quality isn't very good. I'm very sorry about this. It was from a live show at the Creek in the Cave, which is one of my favorite places to do the show, but some of the microphones were not up to snuff. For example, specifically my microphone. The host microphone sounds like I'm screaming into an already broken microphone for the duration of the show. That being said, I have edited to the best of my abilities, and if you listen to this not on headphones, it's listenable. If you're listening to it on headphones, it's very abrasive. I'm warning you now, this is a show that will be better listened to on a computer, on a stereo system, etc. That being said, it's a good show. That's the problem. This is a really good show. If this was recorded in D.C., I would just redo the show, but since we're located in D.C. and we recorded it in New York, I wanted to get the show out there. The show had a wonderful musical guest, Becca, the lead singer and guitarist from this great band, Bethlehem Steel. Now, her stuff was completely shot. The guitar just didn't work. In the room, it sounded perfectly fine. So, instead, she was kind enough to let us use songs from her band, Bethlehem Steel. So that's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear songs from them. Haley Kiefer, I'm mispronouncing her name yet again, is absolutely hilarious. Her set's pretty good. She had the other microphone, so you can pretty much understand every single part of her set. Katie Lazarus, host of the Employee of the Month podcast, our interview is the most listenable thing from the show. She's a delight. David Carter came with us from D.C. He did Topical Cream. It was the first time doing that segment. Jen Tisdale came and gave some notes. More microphone troubles there. Sorry about that. And finally, Andrew Bucket did an amazing, amazing bit that is completely lost because it sounded just like noise, just fuzz. Sorry about that. Andrew Bucket will be back on the show very soon to do that bit again. So all of that being said, the reason why I'm recording this intro is I'm linking in the podcast description to Bethlehem Steel's album, to Haley's stand-up video, which is very, very good, to Katie's podcast. For example, today's new Employee of the Month episode features Kathleen Hanna. If you're listening to this show, you probably enjoy the work of Kathleen Hanna, so I highly recommend that you download that. I'm also linking to David Carter's articles for Brightest Young Things and linking to Bucket's and Tisdale's Twitter account. So, once again, very sorry. Still worth listening to. If it's not on headphones, if it is on headphones, put it aside. And definitely support all of these people, specifically our New York guests. Bethlehem Steel's amazing, man, really. I've written about them a few times already. They're great, and their stuff really holds up. I think it's enough gushing at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here it's technically a show. It's You, Me, Them, Everybody live at the Creek in the Cave in Long Island City.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and this is episode 300-something. I'm not bragging, not a brag at all. Just thinking about life, thinking about why I drove here with four other people in a car by choice. By choice! I was regretting that decision as soon as I picked up the car. It was a dumb thing to do. And I had a great time. I had a wonderful time with people that... One of the people that I was in the car is a known drug lover. She loves drugs, and I don't do that. And the other one is a wonderful known alcoholic, and I'm medium on that. So why did I do? And the other one looks like the Aryan Dream. You're gonna see all of them later. It's fine. Why did I want to do this? Why am I doing this? I love what I do. I'm 31 though. Is this the thing a 31 year old should be doing? Shouldn't I be like a doctor or like a vet? A vet's like a doctor. It's literally an animal doctor. My future brother-in-law is a vet. He got his like thing that says like you could cut open a thing. Yesterday. He's literally a veterinarian as of yesterday. 2 days ago, I went to a Monster Jam happy hour. For what? This is my job. I love my job. It's literally my job. I watched the guy that drives Gravedigger drive a miniature remote control version of Gravedigger where I got free wings. This is my life. Not complaining, just questioning at all times. It's easy to question your life when you're on the New Jersey Turnpike. And then you hear a song, and it puts everything in perspective. You hear a song by a band that you've completely forgotten about. A band that comes from the same city as you. Now, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. It wasn't Wilco. It wasn't Kanye West. It wasn't the band Chicago. It was a metal band. Now, Chicago is not known for their metal scene because it's horrible. You don't need to know it. Every other scene's amazing jazz, some of the best free jazz in the world. That's a style, not a, like a pay thing. There's an amazing punk rock thing. Like, there is no Dave Grohl, the Dave Grohl you know, without Naked Ray Gun, and they're from Chicago. You see what I mean? There's no Rock and Roll Hall of Fame without Naked Ray Gun in a weird, fucked up way. Anyways, that's what I thought I wanted to do. I thought I wanted to be like a rock and roll guy. And by being a rock and roll guy, I mean like sell 50,000 records a year, make hopefully 50 grand a year, play 200 dates a year to like 18 people like this. No offense. I love all of you. Thank you for being here. But then I heard this one song, and it's by a band called Disturbed. Now, if you don't know the band Disturbed, you don't really need to. It's not like they have a deep catalog. In fact, you might not even know the name of their one song. Their one song that everyone knows. Here's how it starts. Song, ladies and gentlemen, the crux of the song is a man barking. It's like, well, I wouldn't. Why would I want to do that? That's not an adult thing to do. That man got big, with a chin piercing, not a lip piercing, a chin piercing between the bottom lip and the chin thing. He is my age. Who's my age when he heard that? That's a man. That record has sold more than 1 million copies. A million people own that record. Not digital download, fucking CDs when they cost $17. People left their house to go to the store. And that's in collections forever. Forever. He is still making money. Me saying this now, he's making money on Spotify. That's his job. Don't feel bad about what you do. You have to love what you do. There's one other example I have. There's a man who wrote a very, very important song about graduating, okay? It's important to graduate. Maybe if I graduate, you know, it was a big simile. It was a big metaphor. His name is Steven. Now, Steven, he didn't even get big until he was 33. You know, he feel a little bit too old. Like, I got no respect, right? Like Dangerfield, he got big and he was in his 40s. This guy, rock and roll, not so forgiving. Now, this year, this man is on a wonderful festival called Firefly. You know, Firefly is a big festival in Delaware made famous by Wayne's World for being a state. Oh, in Firefly, there are three headliners. There's the Foo Fighters. That's Dave Grohl. Remember him? He's there. There's the Foo Fighters. There's Jack Johnson. He wears sandals. And there's Outkast. And he's four brothers, so it's a fantastic lineup. This man is in a band called Third Eye Blind. Once again, got big at 33. He is almost 50 years old, and he's going to sing a song about graduating. And he will make more money than I'll ever make. Here's the difference between me and Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind. Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind is currently a single man living in San Francisco and drives a motorcycle. Now, on paper and in reality, that is horrible. You shouldn't do that. You're too old. Stop that shit. He maintained a very long sexual relationship with one of my coworkers. I used to work at the Huffington Post. We were good about putting side boobs on the internet. We were the fucking best. Shh. If you don't think we're the best, well, fucking, yeah, that's right, Slate. I don't even know what that means. He slept with this woman. Whatever a 21-year-old female is called, he slept with her for multiple months. You should say, oh my God, that's a horrible age difference. Don't agree with that. I went to work one day in a suit because I was doing this show. I would never wear a suit to work unless I was doing a talk show that's only an audio show. And I always wear a pin on my lapel, and it's usually a band, because you remember back in the early part of the monologue? Bands, right? I had a Slayer pin on, and she said, hey, you're going to go slay him tonight. I go, do you know who that band is? She goes, I have no idea what Slayer. If you don't know who Slayer is, you're going to fuck the guy in Third Eye Blind. That's the premise of the show. That's the premise of life. They might have more money, but you got to sleep with them. Ladies and gentlemen, a fantastic show. I actually am going to bring up Becca. Becca's in this wonderful band called Bethlehem Steel, and good luck Googling that because that's an actual thing. So that's going to be a problem. Thank you. No Disturb. Jen Tisdale, come on stage. Jen Tisdale is going to give notes throughout the show. She's a very funny woman. Don't say, oh God, while I bring you up to the... No, that's because you get this microphone. Sit in the fancy chair. You deserve a fancy chair. Jen, let's go through the show thus far. You didn't hear, for the listener at home, you did not hear a lie. Hey, I thought you did a quality job.
She was fine.
She was fine. Great.
She was great.
You heard the monologue.
I did hear the monologue.
Thoughts?
Well, Brandon, you left out a really important story that I have about Third Eye Blind. It's weird that you didn't know the story that I have about Third Eye Blind, but I'm going to share it with you guys. Baltimore, last year, they're still on tour, which I think is the most surprising aspect of this story thus far, is that they're graduate. Still, like crystal meth and up until you can't get down or whatever, and he's fucking Vanessa Carlton. I don't know.
They had a chicken coop.
Did they?
In L.A.
That makes a lot of sense. Fucking hippies. Does. Fucking hippies with their chickens and their free-range whatever. I'd like to replace all the free-range chickens with non-free-range chickens and watch the hippies go, it tastes the same. You assholes. So, the point I'm making is that...
Hey, you're really winning them over with the...
That's not my point. My point is not to win people over. I'm being honest. If you don't like me, I'm going to be one of like, oh, I don't care. I mean, my blazer's bright pink. We've passed the point.
That makes no sense. What's wrong with the pink blazer? You don't like the pink
bees? It's not me.
You don't like a pink blaze?
It's the PB?
Oh, I love the pink blaze.
The P to the B, you guys, the P blay. It's gonna keep getting shorter until we're not even speaking anymore. We're just gonna eliminate letters altogether. No. So, my friend knew the third eye blinds. Have you heard? I don't know if you guys
That's the plural of third eye blinds.
The third eye blinds. And they had rented a whole house in Baltimore. You can do that, you know. Not all of them are crack dens. Most of them are. This is the one that wasn't. And we go there and I hung out with Stephen Jenkins and this house had a stripper pole. And the Steve Jinx loves stripper poles, you guys. He cannot get enough. You're like, wait a minute. How's he going to graduate when he loves stripper poles as much as he does? Well, all night long, we swung on that stripper pole, Stephen Jenkins and I.
Are you being serious?
And can I tell you the one thing that I did to him that he did not like? I said...
Please, yes.
I was pausing for effect. I said, Steve Jenks. I was like, do you feel like right now you're living kind of like a semi-charmed kind of life?
That was their first hit.
That was the hit, I think. So, first of all,
did you sleep with him?
No.
Thank God.
Which is rare for me. If you knew me at all, you'd be like, oh, that Tisdale, she sure does like to graduate.
That's what graduate means?
Yeah, you've seen The Graduate. So,
I like that one. Classic. So that was the problem with my monologue. Right. The fact that I didn't tell your blatantly hilarious Stephen Jenkins stripper pole story just killed. That's the problem with my monologue.
Number one. Number two, I'm going to call this the Saturday Night Live of podcasts because there's no black people.
That's true. I have a strict loyalty policy on the show. Until there's a giant petition, I will not have any black performers on the show.
I just feel like there needs to be a public outcry for more black people on all the shows. So if you guys could just take to Twitter... I think is the new thing, I think.
I agree.
Remember when moveon.org was a thing, and then I was like, no, Twitter is the thing.
So Twitter is just the shorter version of moveon.org?
Next time I vote, I actually vote on Twitter. Did you guys know that you can do that? You just tweet out who you want, and then America takes and goes, oh, this is what you want. You don't have to go to the ballots. Don't do that anymore. Don't rock the vote.
Just that is how you vote on America's Got
Talent.
That's
what you do. You just go to Twitter and you go at somebody and that's your vote. So please don't get up in the morning and wait in line anymore.
What'd you think of Becca?
Who?
The musician that just performed. I pointed to her chair.
Oh, you didn't like her name. She was great.
No, it's very hard to Google her name. That's all.
Honey, I can read. I thought she was great. She's not going to be there the whole time.
She'll do stuff between segments.
All right. Well, we'll be back with her. She was great. Is this guitar up for sale?
No.
Why is it here still? This is silly.
Jen Tisdale, she'll be here all morning for Butter and Horse. That's how we'll run the show. Haley, you're in the room. Haley, why don't you come to the stage and be a funny person? This is a funny person. We need funny people in our lives. Funny people make the world go in different directions.
Yeah.
She's going to tell us some jokes. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Haley Kiefer. Yay!
If I go too long, do you just want to, be like, hey, stop? Because I don't... It's fine.
Do you want me to do an interruption set?
What does that mean?
Just steal from Doug Benson. Do his bits.
Yeah, just start talking over me. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. I don't want to do that, though, because you're, a funny person... I can't
believe you got me there.
I love DC to be around funny people.
Occasionally look to you and if you're you're going too long, just go like that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Whatever happens, happens. Two things I want to address from up top, which is the Stevie Wonder thing made me think about something that I read today, which is, guys, Little Richard is not gay. Little Richard! The gayest man alive is not gay. Little Richard, whose mustache is so gay that John Waters saw it and was like, huh, yeah, I think so. He's not gay. But the thing is, he is totally gay, but he's born again, so he's not gay anymore. Which is so crazy. It's like, you are the gayest person who has ever been alive, and you can't enjoy it. You built your whole career out of being, really fabulous, a black Liberace. and then we gotta pretend you're not gay. I don't know. I don't have a set or anything about that, but I just read that today. I was horrified that Little Richard couldn't just be gay. And then the other thing that made me think of was, I have seen a couple with a much hotter guy once in my life, and I remember it to this day. It was about 5 years ago. I was at a friend's birthday party. This guy was, the way I would describe it is, he looks like a, you know, Trey Parker who does South Park? Like a really hot version of him is how I would describe it. He was also like a male librarian, which is really hot. And his wife was like, looked like what a children's drawing of an ugly woman looked like. Like she was so crazy. Like it was just like remarkable. Like, cause he was like an eight. I'm gonna say she was a two. Like, and she had, and I don't mean to be mean, like, but I just meant like, I was so excited for her because like clearly things were panning out so well. A yellow teeth. She had her own Little Richard going on, and then she had like these tiny wire rim glasses that looked like she carved them out of nickels. Like they were so fucking tiny. It didn't matter. She got him. Like this, and, like, good for her. Like I was like, whatever you got going on. I mean, she was like a doctor and she was an incredibly nice, funny person. But you don't see that. And watching it was like seeing like a chupacabra. Like the whole time I was like, are you guys seeing this? Are you guys? I'm looking at it right now. Do you guys see this? So they're doing really well. Good for them. Do you guys have any resolutions? Did you make any for the new year? What'd you do? Oh, we just wanted to draw focus. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, tell me about it.
The wife and I are doing no processed foods for 2 months.
Okay. How's that going so far?
I'm hungry all the time.
Right. Yeah. I'm reading that like paleo diet. And I'm reading, I'm like, yeah, but then also fries. I don't know. But I am trying to lose, weight. I normally don't care. Like, it doesn't really matter to me. But recently I saw the movie Silence of the Lambs. And it turns out I'm the same size as Buffalo Bill's victims. And there's a scene where he's like cutting up the back of a woman's shirt and he turns it over and it's a size 14. And I was watching and I was like, wait. Am I a great big fat person? That's my Buffalo Bill impression, guys. I'm working on it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Also, that whole fucking movie, they're like, these big fat ladies keep getting kidnapped. These big fatty tatty big ladies with big legs and big ham hock on. It's like, okay, we get it. They're big. I also once got in a fight with a guy after I told that joke. He's like, because the other point I have about that is like, they didn't have to be big women because it wasn't like he was taking one woman to make a suit out of. He was killing a bunch of them. So frankly, it didn't really matter. Also, he was starving them. So like, there's a lot going on. It didn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't have to be big ladies. And then afterwards, this guy comes up to me after hearing the joke where I say, I am the size of those women. He comes up and he's like, I think it's because bigger women, like their skin is just so much looser. I was like, you need to get out of my face. You need to get out of my loose skin face. Like the skin's hanging off my face and you need to get out of it right now. So yes, I'm trying to lose weight. My other resolution is, I haven't dated anyone in like, I guess like 7 or 8 months. And then recently I looked at my underwear and I was like, oh, it's gotten to the point where all of my underwear looks like I found it in an abandoned insane asylum. Like, it's just gotten so bad because no one ever sees it except for me. And I'm like, oh, my underwear looks like I ripped it out of the mouth of a bear after the bear was done eating the woman who was wearing it. So my goal is to stop doing that. Like, I don't know why that's like one thing that I like can't keep a hold on. But you can't be an adult person and then have your underwear look like you bought it secondhand from the ghost in the ring. Like, you gotta pull it together. I'm sorry, guys. I'm, like, getting over a cold. So I'm going to put my mouth real close to this microphone. Okay. I'm from Ohio, and I went home for, like, an extended period of time over Christmas. And I got to see my high school friends, and I was reminded of this girl who I went to high school with, who I have blocked on Facebook. Do you ever, like, I feel like I have, like, waves of, like, getting to a point where I'm like, no, like, I don't want to see people. And she was, like, a wave, like, a year ago where I'm like, I just don't want to know about your life anymore. You were fine in high school, whatever. And the two things that made me stop following her on Facebook were, one time I looked at her status, and her status was, there's a lot of blood in my stool. Should I call a doctor? And I was like, first of all, like. Second of all, I don't know what's more fucked up. The fact that there's blood in your stool, the fact that there is a lot of blood in your stool, and or the fact that you just don't know how you feel about it. Like, you don't, you haven't made a decision. What should I do about all this blood in my stool? And everyone's like, please see a doctor. Obviously, this is a problem. And then the second thing she did was, I guess if you're pregnant, I have heard this before, but if you pee into a jar of Drano and it turns, I can't remember what it was. If it turns purple, it's a girl. If it turns blue, it's a boy. It's something like that. This grown woman, put a photo of a jar of Drano filled with her urine on Facebook where other people could see it. Like, that's the kind of thing where, like, if you saw that photo in the dictionary, it would be next to the word unfathomable. Because that's fucking absurd. We're not friends anymore. I just have, like, one longer bit, and it's not really even a bit yet, but it just happened. A friend of mine, if you do comedy, you have people sort of, like, come up to you, it's like, oh, I have an idea for a bit. It's always terrible. Like, for example, my brother texted me out of nowhere, and he goes, okay, idea for a bit. Someone who has a newsies fetish and can only get off when their partner is dressed like crutchy. And I'm like, okay, that's not funny. It's just not my thing. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do that. So I was talking to a friend. They're like, oh, this is great. And she works for the VA in Baltimore. She's like, there's this woman in our office. And on two or three occasions, this woman has started speaking in tongues just in the office. And I don't know whether you've ever heard anyone speak in tongues, but it's sort of like, like they're just crazy, like making up language, right? And she's done this multiple times, and I guess she's evangelical, and she, every day she comes in and she calls her friends and she starts praying on the phone for hours, hours she prays. And they could tell when she's about to do it because she goes to like, yes, Lord. Yes. And they're like, she's going to do it. She's like, like she's gearing up. And then as soon as she does it, everyone starts IMing each other. She's doing it. She's doing it. And then they're like, everyone pretend to go to the kitchen and they all walk past. And what's crazy to me about that woman is I wouldn't eat a tuna fish sandwich in an office. Like I would not heat up Indian food in an office. Like, I wouldn't listen to NPR without my headphones in because I might bother someone. And this woman is letting an entity of some sort enter her body and talk in, like, obscure ancient angel languages because that's how little she gives a fuck about her job. That's how little she cares. And I'm like, that woman is actually, like, an idol to me. Because, like, I feel like I care too much about what people think, and this woman doesn't give a fuck. And I don't really have an ending to the story except that my friend, I was like, well, I guess, like, if she's a good worker and it doesn't really matter. And she's like, no, this woman is a terrible employee. And I was like, good for her. She's doing exactly what she wants with her life, and I applaud her for it. All right, it's for me, guys. Thanks so much.
Hey, sit down. Very good, very good.
My voice is going out.
Is that okay?
I mean, does it sound terrible?
I don't think it sounds terrible.
Oh, then we're fine.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, what was this?
Oh, it's just the lineup. I don't know why I'm looking at it like you're
there's
Haley.
There's literally just names, and you looked at it like it was going to help you.
What makes you unfriend somebody on Facebook?
I think it's just like those kind of like really personal, grotesque revelations.
I want to see that.
You think you do?
No,
and
I do.
It happens so much, you're like, I don't want to know.
I fucked up my Facebook algorithm because I've blocked almost everyone instead of unfriended them.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm seeing like people I've never met, and all of my messages end with blessed, feeling blessed, because I think it's fun. And I try to put the Facebook emoticon of like a cool guy in glasses. But now all I'm seeing is people that are like genuinely using feeling blessed with like a baby and shit. I'm like, you're missing the point, Facebook. And I can't explain to Facebook like I'm just putting this up to like keep people out of my life.
Right, yeah.
That's a weird thing.
I don't know what it was, but for a while I must have looked at something online, and then all the Google ads was for some sort of anime game where like, and the ad was just like women with giant tits,
yeah,
like falling down. Yeah. And I was like, what did I do? What was I looking at that this is what they're like, yeah, she really wants this.
I did that too. I liked everything.
Like I spent one day of like every 2 days for like every day for a week for 2 hours a day, I would like everything. So I had like 800 likes of football teams and like 800 likes of video games, and I don't play video games. So yes, I got that too. It's
right,
fun.
Yeah. I wonder if you could just like enough stuff that would just break the algorithm. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't
so all of a sudden I get training bras and season tickets to the Packers. Like it's very, it's right, an yeah. odd algorithm.
But it's like
fun.
A pervert. So it's just like a pervert.
It's a pervert. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a pervert's game out there.
Why did you leave Ohio? I heard it's great.
I actually came here to get a master's degree in library science from Pratt.
How'd that go?
Well, I have it, and I don't use it, and I'm paying for it, so fine. I don't know.
Hey, you're funny. That's good.
Hey! Hey, you're right. This, I'm not getting, are we, am I getting paid
oh,
for this?
Oh, no, okay, it's the good. Creek. Like, what are you talking about?
No, I know. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, but it was, that's why I came here, and I had aspirations of being a librarian. I enjoyed it a lot. I just found something else I liked better.
Do you feel bad when you read not intellectually stimulating materials?
I really used to.
Yeah.
And now I just give it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to read more. Like, I feel like...
How many books a year do you read?
I don't even want to say. It's probably humiliating. I reread the same books over
and
over
again. Why?
No, I really enjoy it. Does someone else do that?
No! What book do you reread?
Like, any book, I feel like I just read, like, any David Sedaris book over and over again. Kelly Link. Do you guys know Kelly Link?
How do you spell Link?
L-I-N-K. She's like a horror fantasy type of stuff. Just over and over again. I don't know.
Interesting. That
I'm
makes
trying,
sense.
I'm trying to think, like, what's the last... I read that Life After Life book. Did you read that? It was like the number one book
no.
last year. It was fine. It wasn't great.
What a great endorsement.
It wasn't great.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing comedy? This 5 years.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know why
thank
I asked
you.
That question. What if it was like, what if you said 20? That'd be weird. Like,
I guess it's possible, like, if I was a child star.
Amanda Bynes did stand up when she was a preteen.
Oh, boy. I was recently watching clips from The Amanda Show. It's hilarious. Like, she was an incredibly, it is, like, she's an incredibly talented child actor. However, when you are that, your life soon goes out of control.
Yeah. Do you ever wish you were a child actor?
A child actor? No, because I definitely would be, like, dead. I feel like there's no question in my mind if I was a child actor, way out of control. Totally out of control.
That's fair. I'm just trying to think right now.
Yeah. About like,
books.
What you would want?
No, I don't. I wouldn't be a good child actor. I already know that. I, like, Disturbed too much as a child. But I'm wondering what book. Like, I'm trying to read 52 books a year at this point.
Okay, what are you reading now?
Right now I'm reading the Nazi book that the guy that wrote Devil in the White City, Eric Larson.
I never read that one.
It's about, it's sad. It's about, you know what's going to happen.
It's kind of a bummer.
It's kind of a bummer. And right before that, earlier this week, I finished the Meghan McCain.
How is that?
Michael Ian Black book.
How was that?
I don't know why I started it or finished it. It's very odd. Like, I couldn't stop. Like, why am I reading this?
Was it entertaining?
Kind of, maybe. All right. Don't know. All right. Why did I do that? Just because I liked The State as a kid? What's wrong with me?
Yes.
Why don't I just listen to his podcast?
Yeah. I recently saw he does a show on, like, National Geographic.
Really?
And it's called Something Very Odd. But it's sort of like, it seems like a take on Mythbusters. And so I cut to it, and it was, who was it? It was some other comedian, and they were making him run on a treadmill to see if he could run faster than a shrimp. And the answer was he could not.
Shrimp are fast.
It was in front of a studio audience. So it's all these people, like, clapping and applauding. So that's what he's doing, and also writing that book,
I'm really jealous of Michael Ian Black. That sounds like a fun career.
It was very odd. I don't know. It
was like watching a comic that you grew up loving and respecting try to outrun a shrimp.
Right.
It was literally that.
And failing.
Well,
shrimps
are fast.
Outrun. They're very fast, it turns out.
Yeah, I knew that.
They were making it run on a little treadmill, which I also think is not fair because they probably run it on rocks, you know.
Yeah, that shows a lot.
They're not doing that in nature.
Yes, that is true. Shrimp aren't running on treadmills in nature.
Well, I rest my case.
Thanks for doing the show. People should follow you on Twitter. Where can they follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me at Hallie Kiefer.
Hallie, I said Haley. I'm so sorry.
It's my entire life. Don't worry about it. Oh, is that? Oh, thank you for pity. Thank you for pitying me. I love pity. You should write that down next to my name.
No, you deserve better than that.
Thank you.
Don't ever move back to Ohio. I'm sorry.
No, I enjoyed Ohio.
That's nice.
Are you from DC originally?
No, Chicago.
Oh, duh. I heard the whole thing. I thought... I don't know why.
I heard the whole thing.
It's very hot on the stage. I have no excuse.
I'm wearing a wool suit. It was a mistake.
Wow, it is broiling.
That was a mistake.
Well, we've both made terrible mistakes here tonight.
I was doing stretches before the show.
Just to limber up?
Ripped a hole in my pants right in the middle.
Has that ever happened to you?
Tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I put a safety pin in there, yeah.
Can I see it?
No. It's right here. Could you see? I'm pointing them right near my asshole.
I can't see it.
See?
If there's a shadow.
And I have
two. Stand up and bend over.
I have two extras right here in case it comes out.
No, I can't see it. I believe
showbiz.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you pulled it together.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. You didn't break down and leave?
What if I did?
I don't know. I feel like that could happen. Like, that's just like.
I'm sure that's actually like, happened at the center.
Oh, yeah.
Like, earlier tonight, the 4 p.m. shows, and they got a hole in their pants. Like,
oh,
it.
Yeah. Everyone who's on the stage has a giant hole in their pants. There's no question.
It's the tail end of the creek in the cave.
You might see someone's dick just fall out of a hole in their pants.
I don't think it just falls, but I think that's intentional.
Oh, yeah.
That's not how dicks
like,
work.
Like, it's like your dick won't fall into a popcorn bucket. Like, you have to
That's
cut a hole and then put it in there. Do you think anyone's ever actually done that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's just like for the movies.
Well, they're watching a movie and then they're like, I should do this.
Who brings a knife to cut or a scissors to cut a hole?
Do you
who gets hard,
wait,
puts it in, and then waits for
talking.
Your date?
Wait, stop talking. Have you ever met a 15-year-old boy?
I mean...
Have you ever punched through something? It's just cardboard. It's paper. I used to work in a movie theater, and they're mostly bags now.
Okay. So you're claiming that a 15-year-old boy could get an erection and then punch it through the bottom of a...
Oh, no. If it's a cardboard classic style, no.
Which is what I was imagining, and maybe it's not. Maybe it's a bag.
If it's a bag, it's super
easy.
Those
bags are hard.
You don't punch...
A dick can't rip through... It, like, it's not designed.
This is going to be on that Michael Ann Black show. You're going to feel so fucking stupid when a dick rips through the popcorn
Dear
bag.
Michael, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible. Just because, like, a dick...
I want to prove you wrong, but that's sexual harassment.
Edge. You need a scissor or something to cut through the paper.
Yeah, you need a scissor. All right, thank you so much. Sorry. I felt like that was the perfect
outrageous.
Way to end it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime, ladies and gentlemen. Hallie. Her name is Hallie. Becca, please come back up if you're willing. You don't
thank
have
you
to.
Guys.
I like when you play the music. You're very funny. Thank you so much
thank
for doing
you.
This.
Thank you.
I have loved and loved you only. And I have loved and been loved out. 'Cause you had to go. 'Cause you had to go.
Really quick question. When did you figure out you have a good voice? Like, how old were you and you're like, oh, I could actually do this in key and in tune?
Definitely not in high school.
Not in high school.
I got kicked out of a musical because I couldn't.
She got kicked out of, she wasn't on mic, she got kicked out of a musical. What was the musical?
Oklahoma.
Would you really want to be in Oklahoma?
No.
Fuck that. It was the best. Jen, I didn't ask Holly is, or Haley. Haley.
Let's get it right.
I didn't ask her a specific question because I knew you had a certain story. Don't you have a Richard, Little Richard story?
Brandon, I'm so glad you asked that. I do, actually. First of all, I want to say that you have a lovely voice, and Oklahoma has just got nothing but tornadoes. You're fine. That's just God's way of saying, meh. So, I used to live in Los Angeles, California, where I did all the coke. And one day...
Call back.
To a joke that I haven't made.
No monologue, go ahead.
Day. I was the drug, but also the alcoholic, I think, in the monologue. I satisfied two of those conditions. I was everyone in that car, and yet no one at all. So I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard one day, as one is wont to do when they don't know anything about Los Angeles. That's where you go. You're like, this is where the stars are, you guys. That's not true. That's where all the prostitutes are and the wax museums. And a limo pulled up next to me, and the window rolled down a crack, and a hand just kind of inched out of the window and called me towards it. And because I am not worried about being kidnapped or murdered, I went willingly towards it, because you're not going to murder somebody from a limo. That's a rule somewhere. And the person handed me a Bible, and it was Little Richard. And I was like, what are you... He was like, girl, you needed this. I was like, did I? I wanted him to autograph it, but I guess, I don't know, was that...
Did he do it?
No, because I guess he's not Jesus. I mean, to me, I felt like he was at the time.
Do you feel like you needed the Bible, either then or now?
I mean, I think that I needed a Bible from Little Richard. I don't think I would.
Do you still have that Bible?
I do still have that Bible.
Have you ever done any substances off of that Bible?
No. That's why I have literally 8 million mirrors in my apartment. On the one hand, I'm a narcissist. On the other hand, I do like occasionally like cocaine.
Jack Sizio, she'll be back later tonight. Thank you. Katie, are you still in the room? I can't see. It's very bright, which is a weird thing to say. I'm very excited to have our next guest here. She's a very talented writer. In addition to being a very talented writer, she's a very talented podcast host. And she has materials. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Katie Lazarus, everybody. Katie!
I was going to get... After Hallie made me nervous because she said she was sick.
You brought props?
Well, no. So I went to go get... I asked at the front if they had... what's the stuff? The cleaning stuff.
Yeah, sanitizer stuff.
So that everyone can sanitize after Halle, and instead they gave me these.
They gave you.
There is nothing.
Surgical gloves.
From the kitchen.
How does this protect your mouth in any way from the microphone?
No, that's right. I don't have to touch it.
So you put in the surgical gloves so you don't have to touch the microphone.
Well, that's where the hands were. That's how you get.
I thought you get the diseases and stuff from the top of the...
You obviously have health insurance. No.
Why don't you have health insurance? Don't you believe in Obama's America?
I'm on Obama's care. I just haven't gotten my card yet.
How is that going? Let's talk only about Obama's America.
Well, I wanted to talk about so many. If you have such lovely guests and everyone's from D.C. and then I have a blonde...
Half and half.
A really cute blonde come afterwards. I grew up in D.C. and then she talks shit about you after you get on stage and it just feels like high school all over again.
I didn't know you grew up in D.C. Where in D.C.? Let's talk neighborhoods.
I was a really rough neighborhood. I had to walk to piano lessons. I grew up in D.C. when Marion Barry was mayor. We had a curfew.
How old are you? Is it okay to ask? Is that offensive? You could lie.
Illegal, but it's not offensive. I'm 37, and
good job.
That's like when you get congratulated, like if I have nieces and nephews and people are like, congratulations.
It was because of me,
my brothers had sex.
No, that's a compliment because I'm saying you didn't make yourself fall apart. I know a lot of 37-year-olds.
You sound like my parent. That was like the most undermining, like, thank God you made it this far. Look at you. I mean, we are so impressed. Although with the surgical gloves, I can get that, but.
For the listener at home, please describe your outfit.
All right, so I am wearing, for DC listeners, I am wearing boots that I bought in high school. Because it never snows. Like, why do you need new snow boots? So I've like kept them since I was 16. At the ski center. That's a shout out to the ski center. Washington.
It's the first shout out of 300 shows for the ski center. Thank you.
I don't know where they're. I think Wisconsin Ave. I'm wearing a coat. Those are pretty normal. I feel like that's normal.
You're wearing a North Face coat with a I'm assuming a faux fur collar.
It's a free range faux
fur
collar.
It's a forest green tint.
This was a fairly traded, well raised faux stuffed animal.
Speaking of faux and stuffed animal, what's on the top of your head?
I'm also wearing a bear hat, which I do wear this like every day. I do. Are you guys not cold in your apartments? Do you not? This is how I live right now. If I had an '80s Ivana Trump ski suit, remember those '80s like unitard ski
suits? I do.
Like that's what I would sleep in right now.
Do you want me to buy you one?
Sure.
Let's do it on eBay right now.
If you want to do that.
If it's under like a certain amount of money.
Is not freezing? No one's freezing.
The lights are very hot.
No, I'm
no.
Maybe I'm just cold. But in the inside, I'm so cold. That's why.
How do I search on eBay for an Ivanka Trump ski suit?
Are you really sick or are you not really sick? I don't
know. She sounded bad.
Yeah, she sounded bad.
80s
like,
ski
here,
suit?
I have a fever. Let me pass this mic to you.
I don't think the gloves are the problem.
Go to the kitchen. They have gloves. And it makes a great conversation stopper.
I can't afford that. That's $200. These ski suits are expensive. I might buy that. You want that one?
Because you can real snuggle in that unitard.
Yeah. Anyways, is that why you started podcasting, to get ski suits?
That's exactly why. I'm so glad you hammered that home. I don't have to go to therapy or anything. Now we know.
Do you go to therapy?
No, but now I will.
Have you ever gone to therapy?
I did. I was doing a doctorate in clinical psych.
Did you finish?
No. How do you feel about that?
Indifferent. Do you still owe money for that?
I do not owe. No, you get a fellowship to do that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't you have a master's?
I do.
Yeah. What?
You can tell. In insanity. What do you mean do I have a master's in?
What is your master's in?
In psychology.
Really?
Yeah. That means nothing. You know that means nothing. Master's degrees.
No, that means something. It means that you did something for undergrad and you still cared about it enough to follow through with it.
And they pay you for an extra year. It's great.
That's great.
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. It's super fun. And Third Eye Blind. I performed in D.C. on a New Year's for a Virginia Military Institute crowd, and I was opening for Third Eye Blind, and there were all these young women. And, like, as a female, normally I'm dressed very nicely. I have a really nice wardrobe.
And I think you're dressed perfectly fine.
And you get off stage. I don't normally look like a loon, but you get off stage as a female comic. I never get approached, but like it's like a woman's husband, and she's like shoving him on me because he's a terrible like punster or something, you know. And so I was opening for Third Eye Blind, and the women were in their young 20s, and they were like, "Oh, I'm gonna sleep with that one. If I don't sleep with that one, I'm gonna sleep with this one." And I was like, "How do you even know who these guys are?" And this girl was so rude to me. She's like, "Oh, I love Three Blind Mice."
Does everyone in this room have a Third Eye Blind story? I think that's the...
I mean, for a one-hit wonder, they've made a lot of callbacks in one podcast.
Okay, don't ever say that about Third Eye Blind again. They have like 8 hits.
I'm so sorry.
Graduate.
I apologize. I want to apologize. Kind of life. Plus this new revelation of the porn polls, because that's something that Curtis...
Sugar polls.
Curtis Fox?
Big difference.
Curtis Fox or Curtis Brown? Curtis Brown.
Keep going.
What's the rapper, Curtis Brown?
Curtis Blow?
Chris? No. Curtis
Blow? What era of rapper?
50 Cent.
Curtis. 50 Cent? You're talking about 50? Chelsea Handler's BF?
What's his last name?
Jackson.
Curtis Jackson. My aunt tried to correct me because I kept calling him 50 Cent. She goes, "No, that's Curtis.
It's not
Jackson." I look so sad already that if I don't know someone who's relevant in the last 175 years, no one's going to question.
He's like your age.
I'm so sorry. I don't know everyone my age.
You're 50?
Listening to NPR and reading the New York Times when I should have been keeping up with Curtis Jackson. But he does have stripper poles. I'm partially keeping up with him. I'm trying.
You have a podcast?
Oh, that was such a harsh segue for not knowing the most irrelevant information that's, like, unnecessary to know about.
But you knew Third Eye...
Is it necessary to know about Curtis Jackson?
You brought it up!
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. No, no, that's fair. That's fair.
I wasn't going in a 50 Cent direction.
Thank God I didn't finish the PhD. That's all we have to say.
Do you regret that?
I regret not having more letters after my name.
What if they're honorary? Do you get to keep them?
You know, that's an excellent question, probably for Third Eye Blind. I'm sure they have an honorary doctorate.
I don't want to do like a shitty, like, from the University of Arizona thing, but like maybe.
Yeah.
That might be true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you date somebody in Third Eye Blind?
No.
Why not?
I don't know any of them, so that would make it
maybe
hard.
Maybe they're fucking wonderful.
They may be, but that you didn't ask that. I mean, I just don't know. It would be hard to like go on a date if we don't know each other.
Well, isn't that the point of going on a date?
How would I set up that date?
Okay, Cupid.
Good point. Good point. You are full of really great ideas. I'm sure they're all over OKCupid.
Yeah, they're all just based on dating members of Third Eye Blind.
All those young girls went home with them, so it was not. They're not really hard up.
It's old fast.
Or I guess they were hard up.
How? Do you want to talk about your show, or you just want to keep shooting the shit about Third Eye Blind?
Sure. I mean, we can do whatever we want. I'm going to take off. I'm going to risk.
Only take off one glove.
Because these things are really chalky. This is as close to medical school as I would have gotten these gloves tonight.
That's fair.
We can make little balloons out of them after, I think. Yes.
You record your show live.
I do. I record my – well, I do both. I record my show live at Joe's Pub, which mm-hmm. is super fun. And then I also do the podcast once a week.
And you have a very famous clientele. That's weird to say. Guests. You have – pretty well-known guests.
Yes, my guests are almost as famous as I am, is how they like to put it on their bios.
And you're a very funny writer as well.
Thank you.
You do lots of funny things. And you write for children. Why?
I mean, nothing's creepier right now than me talking about that with gloves on.
I know. I'm looking at you, and I don't want to talk about this, but you're wearing the hat and the gloves, and you write children stuff as well.
I wonder how someone who's like 37 was free at midnight on a Saturday night over might like have childish tendencies.
I'm not insulting you in any way. Please don't think that. But like you've made a very interesting career for yourself.
Sure.
This is your full-time everything, I'm assuming.
Yes, that is how I make my living, yeah.
I'm assuming you're freelancing for all these places. Like,
Yeah, right now I'm working on two books, so that's very freelance. And then, yeah.
What are the books that you're working on? I pointed at you. I'm using a microphone.
They're about Curtis Jackson.
You should know our subject.
They are really serious investigative journalism, and that is why I thought he was Curtis Fox. And then people tried to help me and make him into Chris Brown.
You're currently working on two books. What are the two books about?
They are about middle-aged women in weird outfits who get on stage in weird outfits. Fascinating books.
Cool.
Fascinating. No, I should not have brought it up because I'm not going to until it's over. Then
you can't talk about
it. Yeah.
Great.
That was great, Katie.
Great.
Can I tell you? I apologize because I hate when people do that. I once had a guest on the show, and I said like, how was it doing your show on television? He's like, I don't know, it's over. And then I was like, oh, so what are you working on now? He's like, I don't know, the future is fleeting. It was horrible. So I feel bad being that person.
Who was the guest?
Curtis Fox? I can't remember his name.
It's Curtis Fox.
He's in Third Eye Blind.
Ooh, that's a good mashup.
Yeah.
Could someone on the internet please make that mashup for me? Thank you.
But yes, I do love doing Employee of the Month. It's super fun. Mm-hmm. It is much more social than writing. And I do wear normal outfits 99.9% of the time, except when it's freezing cold outside. Then I don't.
You're wearing a very normal outfit.
Yeah.
It is. It's cold. It's the end of January.
And then I just got on a microphone after someone was like, I'm not sure if I'm really sick. I could have dengue. I could have nothing. Please put your hands all over this unwashed thing.
Sorry. Thinking about Third Eye Blind again. Sorry. Hands unwashed thing. It's a dick thing. Sorry.
Well, no, I was thinking about your pants.
Oh, yeah!
How are they doing?
They're fine.
Is it breezy in there?
No. It's the safety pins really work.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
You have another career in fashion after this.
I wish. I taught fashion to kids in Chicago on the South Side.
Wait, you taught fashion?
I'm not joking. It was an after-school program for a year. I taught fashion to kids for a year. Yeah. Yes.
In good fashion or?
Just in general, like how to sew and shit. I had to learn.
Oh, how to sew. Like, I mean, how to make
clothes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had this image of you like going in on the South Side of Chicago being like, hey kids, this is how you dress.
Yeah, I did.
If you have a hole in your pants, put
hey,
it on
100%
the
Hispanic school, you know what I think? This. And it went really well.
That sounds really fun, actually.
It's really sad when like one of those kids friends you on Facebook and you're like, of course. And they're like, I found God. And you're like, ah, good. It's weird. Happens. His name
they
is Jesus.
They found God on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, if his name's Jesus, he found God on Facebook.
Jesus used to be a big My Chemical Romance fan and said he hated Chicago because it made him fat because he used to be thin when he was in Florida and he used to go outside and run around, but there are too many gangs in Chicago, so he just got fat.
This is horrible.
I know. And then he joined like a missionary school or whatever, and they moved him, and he lost a little weight, and now all of a sudden he found Jesus, and his name is Jesus.
That seems a little narcissistic. Narcissistic.
Kind of. He's a little selfish kid.
Yeah.
Now he's no longer fat. He's just a little overweight.
But he's a believer.
He's a believer, and he no longer likes My Chemical Romance. It's a very big problem. You got kids, right? Do you have any kids?
No, I don't have any. But thank you, Mom. No.
What does your mom think of your life? Not yet.
What does my mom think about my life? I don't know. My mom is a wackadoodle, which I know is like a stretch for anyone to believe. But my mom gets dressed up in Jane Austen outfits and goes to these Jane Austen conferences every year.
Are you fibbing?
No, you can watch a video of it on the internet. I took a video of her.
But like these are things that exist. Jane Austen conferences exist.
I go to these Jane Austen North American Society conferences. I attended their one on sex and sensuality in Brooklyn. And it was like all these women drive in. There was a woman who drove in from Kentucky. There was like a couple who like role play where they had a whole room in their house where they just keep different costumes from different eras. I mean, I thought my mom was insane. I went there and she was like just scratching the surface. I mean, it's like, it's pretty amazing. But so they all get dressed up in these outfits and there are only six books. There's only six. It's not like they're like, oh, I really love Jane Austen. I want to be a writer like Jane Austen. They're like, I really want to play dress up. But I'm an older person, and this feels like a more comfortable way to do it.
Where was the convention?
And they're always in windowless basements. Well, I guess most basements are windowless. But there's just something like so sad because they have balls. They have like they. I was going to say resurrect because we were talking about Jesus, but they reenact these Napoleonic era balls. It's like pretty amazing. But there's six books. There's only so many times you can talk about these six short books. But they talk about them every year. They go to these conferences. They have newsletters.
Did it seem fun?
It was super fun because, like, I was like, oh, my mom isn't that. It's like that moment when you grow up and, like, you're like, it's okay that I had this weird childhood. Like, you feel totally comfortable in your skin and you're completely fine wearing sweaty, weird gloves on stage or whatever it is
totally.
That you do. And it was, like, one of those moments where I was like, oh, my mom is, like, just scratching the surface. And then one time Amy Sedaris saw me showing one of my videos and she was laughing. And that just made me so happy. I was like, oh, this is great.
So it kind of went full circle. Thanks to
you. I mean, it's not like I've like gone and become a brilliant Jane Austen. That would be full circle.
No, I was saying that like that led to like one of the funniest people in the world laughing at that.
That made me very happy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, she was like, that's such a funny character. Yeah. And I was like, that's a real person.
Yeah, that's amazing. People can find your podcast where?
Employee of the Month show is on the interweb.
And in addition to listening to it, you could also see it once a month.
Yes, yes. Please come if you're free.
Where is your next gig? When is your next gig? It's at Joe's.
It's at Joe's Pub, but I am taking February off, so it will be in March.
Do you have a guest lined up yet?
Not for that show, but I have for this week on the podcast, I have Homer Steinwise, who is the drummer for, Sharon Jones and the Daptones.
That's awesome.
He's one of the best drummers in the country. And he used to perform for, not Curtis Jackson, not Third Eye Blind, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
I know now. I am never forget is now going to be applied to Curtis Jackson and the stripper bowls that both he and Stephen Jenkins. Am I listening? Am I a good
I'm
listener?
Just trying not to
Could
say
I
horrible
my PhD
things
in
about
clinical
certain
psych?
Things. Okay.
Stephen Jenkins, right?
Stephen Jenkins.
Stephen? Did I get it right the first time?
Stephen Jenkins.
Is that correct or no?
Sure.
No, no. Is it correct?
S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Stephen.
Okay. I'm learning. I'm just here.
Don't remember that. That's a waste of space in your brain. Okay. Don't remember that
shit. Stick to filling that brain with
And you, your stuff is published everywhere all the time. People should follow you on Twitter.
Oh, that's so sweet. At Katie Lazarus.
There you go. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Katie, everybody. David, let's get you up here really quick. David is a fantastic comedian. He's also a writer for Bryce Young Things, and we got to do this new thing. It's called Topical Cream. He does new stuff. We used to be a weekly show in D.C. We are now a monthly show in D.C., and we travel around, so we miss out on a lot of the banter and the bullshit that other podcasts cover. So what he's going to do is catch us up with that. Are you ready?
I am certainly ready. First of all, I must say my New Year's resolution is to check all of the blood in my stool.
Callback.
And with a safety pin so close to your asshole, you probably want to do that too.
Wow, that didn't connect at all. Let's keep going. It's going to be amazing. Is everyone okay physically? Physically and mentally okay?
Right?
Everything's fine.
How you doing?
All right.
You
all
feeling
right.
All right?
All right.
Eyes in the same direction. Good start. All right. Well, smoke 'em if you got 'em. This is the month in which Colorado became the first state to legalize the sale of marijuana. Not to be outdone in the headlines, someone in Florida shot a bunch of people, probably. With its recent earthquake, Florida also created a series of smaller islands on its west coast to officially make its territory look like a giant gun.
Florida, guys, people. Florida.
All right. I should make more eye contact. That's probably it. All right. It's curtains for you. It was announced that Tupac Shakur musical named Holla If You Hear Me will open on Broadway in June. This is true. The ending is obviously foreseen. Much like Titanic, the musical, Tupac Shakur will be killed by something ice cold and biggie. Too soon? Too late. Maybe one of those both. Probably both. Probably both. The polar vortex took America by storm, dropping temperatures and Facebook friends who believes this disproves global warming. The polar vortex has been blamed for 21 deaths, becoming the third most destructive Pokemon attack in our nation's history. This, of course, comes right behind the 1906 earthquake attack of San Francisco, and I think New Orleans was hit with the surf.
I think this is an Adam Friedland bit, but isn't Pokemon just human trafficking?
It probably is.
Pokemon teaches kids how to human traffic.
But the characters have gotten so abstract, it's just now put eyes on any object you see, and it probably shoots water at something. So, there goes my childhood.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Next!
That's fine. Look, it's table I'm on. Clean it. All right. Emails have surfaced connecting New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's administration to shutting down multiple lanes of the George Washington Bridge for reasons of political vendetta. The governor's press conference concerning the scandal took 2 hours and has been compared to the latest installment of the Hunger Games. It was 30 minutes too long, and you know the fat guy isn't going to win. Okay.
He's fat, guys. It's okay.
Because in the Hunger Games, children kill each other. And speed is a necessity, right? That's where the humor was. I'll make more eye contact while I try to read and look at the audience and say, I know it's not stand-up, but pretend I'm Seth Meyers and this was written by professionals. All right.
Wait, are you making fun of Seth Meyers?
No.
Saying you're not as good as Seth Meyers? Because either way, it doesn't sound good.
I know.
Come on.
No, I want to write for him. Okay.
Well, then no one wants to hear that. Make fun of him then.
Okay. Everything is made in China, including news. In a continuing effort to suppress free speech, press, and assembly, China arrested many activists ahead of their censorship protest anniversary. These political prisoners include Redacted.
That's clever. I like
that one. Oh, no. Redacted, John Woo Do, and several Ang Lee journalists. Pronouncing the letter L. All right. Nope, not preaching that one. In other movie news, conservatives are up in arms against Anchorman 2, labeling it a propaganda movie that is just trying to make recycling look cool. All right. I think that's where the pace of the room is. It's the joke and 5 seconds of silence. Much appreciated silent smile. All right. Who's on third? Alex Rodriguez, sports player for the baseball Yankees. Has been suspended for an entire season for violations of baseball's drug agreement. The agreement, don't get caught. A grieving Alex Rodriguez was seen having sex with models and rolling around in a pile of cash. He's gonna be okay, New York. All right. In a three from the Russian judge, three Olympic torchbearers have been accidentally set on fire prior to the 2014 Sochi Olympics. No word whether these flaming men will support Russia's anti-gay agenda. Yeah. In a protest, the White House delegation being sent to the opening ceremony will include Billie Jean King, an openly gay athlete. The Olympic Committee also will be showing support for the LGB community by allowing men to figure skate. Tight liberal room. Tight liberal room. I didn't pick the way I look. My parents did. All right.
For the listener at home, describe your look.
Well, I've been told Hitler's wet dream.
There it is.
But then again, I don't think he dreamed. You just stay awake all night carving his fingernails into a wall. Fuck him.
Controversial statement. Anti-Hitler. Yeah.
Also, not appreciated by the audience. Very hard to tell. They don't appreciate a well-written joke, and they don't know where they sit on Hitler. That's where the room is. Podcast listener. All right.
Third Eye Blind has been landing, man. I wrote
Third Eye Blind. I wish I knew more Third Eye Blind references. Or
how's it going to be? Go ahead.
How's it going to be? Candy shop. There you go. There's your mashup. All right. Jackson. They're great. In northern India, a hunt is underway for a man-eating tiger. The townspeople say they want the tiger dead, while animal rights activists want to take the tiger into a sanctuary where he can eat men in peace. Everyone's wearing tiger skin in the audience. That's probably it. Listeners, everyone is wearing tiger skin.
That's Would you wear me. Tiger skin?
I don't look it in stripes.
Go ahead.
That's probably...
Go ahead.
All right. Are you kidding me? Authorities have dismantled an international pedophile ring, which started in the Philippines and stretched as far as England. Everyone's mustache is in custody. And has been thrown behind handlebars. All right. I don't know if you guys are with me now, but I demonized pedophiles, and some of you are still kind of frowning. The sexual criminals operated through a website where videos were uploaded and streamed, which now means if you don't have a website, you are less prevalent than a group of pedophiles. At least get on SoundCloud. Do something. They're winning. They're winning the war. All right. Look at me in the eyes. Police are investigating whether human remains found along the shore of New York City's East River could be those of an autistic teen who vanished more than 3 months ago. Unfortunately for investigators, the only person who could reassemble the body might be dead. Too dark. No.
That was way too soon. Literally too soon.
Way too soon. Way too soon. People like rivers. That's my fault.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Way my fault. I am a sociopath. All right.
Are you worried you're a sociopath?
Part of me is, but that kind of means I'm not a sociopath, right?
Nope, go ahead.
All right.
Dexter.
Fly me to the moon. Southwest senior guard Tiffany Rodriguez has gained stardom over her aggressiveness, recently surpassing the 2,000-point mark for her basketball... Never mind, I thought this story was about the TSA. All right, following America's New Year's resolution, Denny's and Applebee's are launching a new lighter menu option. The most popular, a low-calorie revolving door that immediately spits you back out into the parking lot. Smile at the end of the punchline. I think that's where we're going away from here. The Dallas Safari Club has auctioned off a hunting permit for the critically endangered black rhino for $350,000, claiming it an honest conservation effort because the money raised will be going for the relief. Makes sense. Before I ever donate to cancer research, I go to the ward and smother a child with a pillow. Ancient Egyptian tomb has revealed recent pictures which depict a brewer to the gods who created a warm beer so intoxicating that you had to plunge a straw through a thick surface of scum to reach the liquor below. Historians now doubt whether Cleopatra really was attractive or if the entire country was just wearing beer goggles. A lot of Egyptians in the room. in the room. A survey conducted by the American Strays Project has concluded reports of Detroit having 50,000 stray dogs have been greatly exaggerated. That is true. Some of those are people.
Yeah, you need to really kick Detroit right now. That's what that city needs.
Yeah, I know.
You need to shit on it.
That was Michigan for the auditory listeners. The state of California came under fire this week due to fire. That was a short one. All right. A team of British developers have created Sex with Glass, an app for Google Glass that allows each person to see what their partner sees during sex. Not being a popular fetish, sex therapists recommend that if you really want to see yourself screw yourself over, they suggest just signing up for Comcast again. A lot of people working for Comcast. I'm hitting every touchy subject.
Would you use that?
I have used Comcast.
No, the Google Glass thing, the Google Glass sex thing.
I would not use it during sex, but I would definitely wear it at least once so I could. I really like the movie Minority Report.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone loves Tyler Perry.
Go ahead.
I've never seen that movie. That's my fault. All right. The historic Supreme Court ruling Roe v. Wade turned 41 this week. Well, it would have. This comes on the tail of a wonderfully liberal progressive movement. The FDA has approved of the morning after pill for women as young as the age of 16 over the counter. The Obama administration approves of this move, but does ask the question, will these young girls understand the directions? That's a good question, because if these young girls understood the simple direction of just put it in your mouth, they wouldn't need the morning after pill. People like counters. People like counters. That's probably it. Actor Ashton Kutcher has invested in a laundry service app, which designed to pick up and then deliver clean clothing back to its user. Try whatever you want, Ashton. We all saw your Steve Jobs movie. Nothing will get that stain out. A lot of Ashton Kutcher fans. Jelly Belly, the famous jelly bean company with nearly 50 different flavors, is introducing a beer-flavored jelly bean. When reached for comment, fans of the new flavor were missing their son's soccer game because they hadn't come home last night. All right. And I want to thank you all for wrapping up the last month with me. That was Topical Cream, jokes to rub on your face.
Thank you, buddy. Good job. Stop shitting on Detroit. Don't do that. Don't do that.